that's a widespread belief that the reason why people aren't applying or coming back to work is because the benefits are so generous, so lucrative, that, you know, it incentivizes people not to go to work when jobs are available. That is definitely the claim. And that's, you know, disputed by a lot of academic research.
So tell me about that. I mean, how do you even look at this sort of thing, and what have you seen in the research?
Sure. Well, there's been quite a body of research now that looked specifically at the issue of the $600 increase that happened following the CARES Act last year in 2020. And so they tracked workers, whether they took work when offered, you know, versus people that weren't on unemployment, and they tended to take jobs when offered at similar rates. They looked at when the overall benefits expired at the end of the summer, at the end of July of 2020, you know, you didn't see any kind of a spike in employment happening at that point, right? If suddenly the generous benefits expired and those were keeping people home, then you'd expect people to suddenly go back to work, you know, in droves after that. And that really didn't happen. There are plenty of differences between states and how much they pay, and you know, more generous states versus less generous states. And yet you see similar labor market dynamics happening in those places. Also, you know, these studies were mostly looking at the $600 increase. Right now, the amount of increase is $300 per week. And so it's generous, but it's less generous. So if people weren't, you know, staying home because of the $600, why would they be staying home because of, you know, a smaller amount, $300? So just a lot of complications around that story.
If we can't explain it with maybe just this one simple idea, then what is going on? I mean, what are the different factors that you think maybe have led to this problem in trying to hire people?
You know, there are a couple of ideas that have been offered, you know, by economists. One is that there are still people who are caretaking for others, you know, like a young child. Daycare capacity is still not back to 100% here in Alaska and really anywhere else. So, you know, you may have situations where people are not able to go back into the labor force because they're taking care of children or of elderly parents or so forth. So you have cases like that. You do still have people that have more sensitive health conditions, and a lot of the businesses that are saying they're not getting workers are businesses like restaurants, you know, that have higher exposure risk. You know, as more people get vaccinated, I would expect that to be less of a concern. But as of, you know, the most recent data, there are still quite a few people, at least nationally, saying that they're not willing to return to work, you know, because of the risk of getting sick. Another factor that is maybe more Alaska specific is that we depend on a large seasonal influx of workers from out of state every summer. Think about hospitality, seafood processing, think about construction. You know, there are workers who are non-resident who come to work in Alaska every summer. And right, you know, now is when businesses that hire seasonally are ramping up. So if people are less willing to travel to Alaska, then it's possible that we have a bit of a shortage from that. So there are various kinds of ideas out there about why workers are staying home, and I think it's probably some combination of factors.